Every decade, redistricting occurs. In Wisconsin, politicians decide political boundaries. Most recently, Republican-drawn maps appear to have helped that party's state assembly candidates. UW-Madison political science professor David Cannon says even though Wisconsin is a purple state, the GOP won 40 out of 47 of the most competitive races.
Maps were, in fact, carefully drawn to maximize the partisan advantage for the Republican Party. This is a bipartisan issue because if the Democrats had been in control, they would have done the same thing.
Boundary disputes often end up in court with taxpayers footing the bill. Some say this skillful cartography may be legal, but adds to increasing cynicism among voters. Linnea Sundstrom is from Shorewood.
Do we want one-party government? I'm not happy with either side right now, but I do see the reason for a variety of voices.
Republican leaders have refused to hold legislative hearings on the issue, so an alternative public forum was held at the state capitol by retiring Democrat Tim Cullen of Janesville and Republican Dale Schultz of Richland Center. Schultz is not running for re-election. He wants other candidates to talk about redistricting reform.
Every person running for office ought to be asked point blank, will you support this and what leadership will you provide?
Two pending bills would change who does redistricting, but still give lawmakers the final say. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.